This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We're talking to you from Bodkin's High School, the scene of tonight's first basketball game of the new 2017-18 season here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Jack with Chuck, all the action tonight in our lid lifter. Bodkin's entertains Fairlawn, two clubs that graduated about 80% of their scoring from last year's teams. Of course, when you mention Fairlawn, Nate Lessing, synonymous with the Jets, average pushing 30 points a game much of his career. Nick Brodigam graduated from Fairlawn a year ago, as did Cody Kirtner, Josh Reck, Keyshawn Johnson. Bodkin's lost to graduation. Luke Bergman, 24 points a game. First team all Shelby County League, like Lessing, of course, who was the county player of the year. Alex Bergman, fine contributor as well for Bodkin's a year ago. He was a senior. As I mentioned, four-fifths of the scoring of these two teams graduating. It's interesting, Chuck. It'll be a lot of fun not knowing what to expect here tonight.
Well, and it is new, and it seemed like Nate Lessing, and he's here tonight. It was good to see him, but I'll tell you, it seemed like he was here for about 15 years. And he was as good a basketball player as I've seen on the high school level. And on the other side with Bodkin's. Bodkin's has one of my favorite coaches, and he does such a nice job. And there is a contrast in age. You look at Fairlawn, they're starting 4 seniors and a freshman. And on the other side, Bodkin's only has 1 senior on the roster.
Bodkin's extremely young. There is talent in the pipeline for both programs. We expect both Fairlawn and Bodkin's to be heard from over the next few seasons. Height is coming. Talent is coming. These two teams starting from ground level this year. As Chuck did note, Fairlawn does have more experience in terms of upperclassmen playing in this game tonight. For Bodkin's, well, height is a challenge. Fairlawn is bigger, and the Bodkin's Trojans will have to deal with 6'4 Luke Hickman. Excuse me, Chuck. Luke Hickman played a little more on the perimeter last year, didn't bang inside very much. He may try to work on the interior tonight against Botkins.
Well, we'll see, because they got Drew Brodigan, 6'3", on the inside, big, strong kid. I don't know if Luke Hickman is a back-to-the-basket kind of basketball player. He's,
right.
He's a very good three-point shooter and had a heck of a run in the Pickwa sectional last year.
Sure did.
And he's going to be a real key for them. It's going to be the guard play. If they can get some good guard play to go along with those two young men with the experience, I think Fairlawn could be okay.
A good junior to watch for the Botkins Trojans is Spencer Euchre. He's a six-footer, just an 11th grader, handles the ball extremely well. He can drive. He can shoot the J from the outside. He'll be matched up along with Ethan Butcher, 5'10 senior player. Those two young men will be counted on for a bulk of the scoring. Botkins did lose a 5'11 junior to an ACL injury. Bryce Metz played a lot last year, started quite a few games at the end of the season as a sophomore. He is out for the entire campaign. Head coach for Botkins in his 15th year as the mentor of the Trojans basketball program and in his 25th overall here at Botkins is Brett Meyer. Sixth year for Justin Tidwell as the head coach of Fairlawn. Seems like those 6 years for Coach Tidwell have flown by, Chuck.
Well, he's done such a nice job, Ian, because for a long time, Fairlawn was really not known as a basketball power. And the last
right.
few years, he has really turned them in to an outstanding basketball team. And he does a good job with the talent that he has, for sure.
Fairlawn has dominated this series most recently, as you might expect. Of course, Nate Lessing played all 3 years for the Fairlawn Jets, played quite a bit even as a freshman, too. Fairlawn won 3 games against Botkins last year, 64-47 and 52-39 in the regular season. Fairlawn bounced Botkins from the tourney, 63-34, 2 years ago. Fairlawn won by 8 and by 9, although over the last dozen meetings, the two clubs have split them right down the middle, 6 each way.
Right, and I'll tell you one thing you can know about Botkins. I don't care what their record is during the regular season. When they get into that sectional tournament, there is no one that wants to play them. Coach Meyer gets them up and ready and prepared, and that's what you see as all my years of coaching, and I notice you can see teams that aren't incredibly talented, but you can see how well coached they are, and that's what we've seen from Botkins the last couple of years. And now with all these youngsters, they're going to have some growing pains. But they are all freshmen on their JV team, and they put a thumping on Fairlawn tonight.
It's all about maximizing potential, and no two better head coaches to work with in experience than these two, Brett Meyer, Botkins, Justin Tidwell at Fairlawn. This is the first of 80-some boys and girls basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com between now and March. We hope you enjoy the ride. We've got girls basketball tomorrow, a tip-off 1:30, online about 1:15 for the game between Rushi at Jackson Center. And then on Tuesday night, we've got a doozy for you at Minster. Fort Loramie Redskins against the Minster Wildcats, tip-off 7:30, on the web at about 7:15. Minster, Versailles in the back, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Botkins in the Shelby County League. Those five girls programs, all with 2 and 3 games under their belts, all unbeaten to this point. Those teams appear to be mighty strong.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be fun to watch. And you know Loramie's always going to be there, and I'm really looking forward to the Loramie Tip City girls matchup the week after that. But girls basketball in this area is, and I coached it towards the end of my career. I love watching girls basketball, especially well-played girls basketball, and that's what you get around here.
And as we look further down the road, 1 week from tonight, we will be at Tip City. Sydney Yellow Jackets under second-year head coach John Willoughby, second year at Sydney, 30-plus overall, Houston and Sydney, although he doesn't look a day older than 39.
I think you're being mean. I don't think he looks 39. I should have looked that good at 39.
But Sydney at Tip next Friday night, 1 week from this evening. That tip-off will be at 7:30 online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack and Chuck at 7:15. Should be a very good ball game as Sydney avenges a loss last year at Tip. Shelby County League on the boys' side, Chuck. The favorites, probably Fort Loramie, Anna, and Rushi in that order.
Absolutely. And I think Rushi probably lost the most, but at the same time, they had such a good JV team, and their program has just been so solid for the last probably 7 or 8 years that they're going to be a force. I always say in the Shelby County League, I don't think home court has a real big advantage because both all teams travel well. But I think Rushi might be the toughest gym to go play in.
I'd agree with you. You're right about all teams traveling well. It's a round robin. Everybody plays each other twice. And if you blew out somebody the first time around, I guarantee you when you go to their place, second meeting, it's probably going to be even Steven.
Right.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these fine underwriting anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, we are not in the crow's nest high above the Botkin Gymnasium floor like we have been in the past. We've got a perch right at center court, mezzanine, first row, up a dozen rows behind the scores table. Hey, we like this spot forever and ever, don't we?
This is absolutely wonderful, and I didn't have to try to kill myself climbing all the way to the top of the gym. I am too old and fat to do that anymore.
We'd like to thank Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. That's the slogan at Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus at primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Starting lineups are upcoming. It's our lid lifter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Shelby County boys basketball tonight from Botkins as the Trojans entertain the Fairlawn Jets. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins High School. Very good crowd for the opening boys
good
game
crowd
of the Shelby County League. one other matchup going on tonight featuring Rushi and Houston, Fort Loramie and Anna Idle. Jackson Center is taking on Layman Catholic in a non-league boys game for the Tigers. Chuck will have to adjust our start time here on scoresbroadcast.com for our listeners. Only 15 minutes of warm-up now between the JV game conclusion and the varsity start. So, consequently, a 6:30 JV start may mean a 7:55 varsity tip-off.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the years I coached, 20 minutes is more than you need to warm up. I think 15 is about perfect.
Right. Starting lineups tonight for the Fairlawn Jets in the road blue, white numerals, white trim. DJ Gray, 6-foot senior, starting at a wing. Ashton Piper, a 6'2 freshman, is out front at a guard, along with Stephen Blanford, a 6'1 senior. On the inside, Luke Hickman, 6'4 and a senior. He averaged 10.5 points a game last year. And Drew Brodigam, 6'3 a senior. He averaged between 8 and 9 points per outing one season ago. Again, the head coach for the Fairlawn Jets in year number 6 is Justin Tidwell. Partisan crowd on its feet now here at Botkins as the Trojans opening 5 is announced. Elliot Gubo, 5'8 sophomore at guard, along with Zane Paul, 5'9 and a freshman. Spencer Euchre out front. He's a junior, a 6-footer. Josh Madden, 6'1, a junior to forward. Ethan Butcher at a wing, 5'10 and a senior. 15-year head coach Brett Meyer at the reins for Botkins. Clearly, more beef, more height, more bulk, more size, call it whatever you want, on the Jets' side of the floor tonight. How will Botkins deal with that, Chuck?
Well, I think they're going to have to use quickness. They're going to have to pressure, try to get some turnovers, and they're going to have to make sure that rebounding is not about size. It's about effort, and you need to put a body on people and make sure they're not getting 2 and 3 attempts inside on the offensive boards. And if they can do that, they'll be in the basketball game.
You look down through the rosters of the Botkins varsity and junior varsity, and you see that it is dotted with about 10 or 11 freshmen. This program is up and coming. It's going to be strong the rest of this decade and beyond 2020. Very good youth, some 6'3 players on the way, some shooting talent, quickness. And Brett Meyer is looking forward to the coming years here at Botkins.
Yeah, they need some size coming up because you're just not going to go real far as small as they are. But, you know, I mean, effort. It's effort when you rebound. And if they can put a body on people tonight, they're going to be fine.
Again, Fairlawn graduating Nate Lessing, nearly 30 points a game. Botkins graduating Luke Bergman, 24 points a game. Both young men, first team all Shelby County 1 year ago. These two clubs will take a lot of games this season, maybe the entire year, trying to replace those two, that's for sure. But on paper, it looks like a pretty even Steven matchup here tonight. Botkins wins the opening tip. Trojans in the home white, black numbers, outlined in gold. Top of the circle with the basketball, it is Josh Madden on a weave to Elliot Gubo. Looks for Madden on the back cut, can't find him. Deals to Butcher, back to Madden. Here's a long, high-arching three. It looked like the shooter. Gubo was bumped, no call. Rebounding foul underneath against Fairlawn. In the act of shooting was the Botkins player, Zane Paul, at 5'9". How did Zane get his way underneath the basket?
Well, one of the ways is the fact that it was an air ball, and that's a tough thing to rebound. He just happened to be there when the ball came down.
Yep, good alert play by Zane Paul. Ninth grader, 5'9" tall. He rims the free throw, fouled in the act of sticking it back up there, earning 2 shots at the stripe. First, no good. Second one is in, and Botkins is on the board first, 23 seconds into the game, 1-0.
And this doesn't surprise me. They're in a diamond press, and Fairlawn's going to call a timeout because they weren't prepared.
Exactly. Head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn signals timeout right away. Botkins is going to use its quickness from the outset. 23 seconds gone. Botkins up by a count of 1-0. Gives us an opportunity to let you know all about Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney. Goffney featuring outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. And take advantage of new inventory of fantastic furniture as a result of the September grand reopening at Gaffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Gaffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Gaffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Gaffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for even more savings. Gaffney, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. After the timeout, the Jets get the ball inbounds, work it up the floor against the press. Fairlawn's got the ball to our left. Top of the circle. It is being handled on the play by Ashton Piper. Goes baseline to Hickman, out to Brodingham. Elbow on the left. Weave to DJ Graves. Good switching man-to-man by Botkins. Ball entered to Brodingham in the post. Squares up and hits an eight-footer. Looked pretty easy once Fairlawn did get the ball in the paint.
Well, Piper did a good job of finding him in the lane like that. And if you're going to let him catch the ball that deep, you're probably in trouble if you're Botkins.
2-1 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's Butcher outside the arc for Botkins. Gives it up top of the circle on the left to Tyler Free, who's in now, 6'2", ninth grader. Ball dealt out back to Spencer Euchre. Euchre on the bounce, picked up by Graves. Now Zane Paul, 25 feet away. Paul dribbling, goes between the legs, outside the arc on the left to Elliot Gubo. We played nearly 2 minutes, 2-1 Fairlawn. Bounce pass, baseline left for Spencer Euchre. It's wide, and it goes out of bounds.
Good thought. He needed to take one more dribble to get a better passing angle to get the ball down to him on the baseline.
Pressure from Botkins. It's inbounded. Graves to Hickman to Brodingham. Near side of the floor, Hickman still in backcourt. It's Graves. Timeline pass goes to Ashton Piper. Up ahead to Brodingham. Fairlawn working right to left on your phone or computer screen, as you imagine things here at Botkins tonight. Graves has it 25 feet away. Holds the ball outstretched. Give to Hickman, top of the key. Now Graves, 25 feet out, right in front of the Botkins cheering section. Top of the circle, Piper. Piper looks cross-court for Hickman, spots up, thought about the three. Starts a drive, into the lane, arches one up on the giddy-up. Got it, count it, and a foul. Good play by Hickman. As he barged into the paint, created space, good body control, flipped it in with one hand, and he shoots at the stripe.
Tell you what, that's something that was not part of his game last year, and I don't think it was because he didn't have it. It was because with Lessing, he didn't need it.
Right. Foul shot by Hickman is buried, and Fairlawn's up by a 5-1 count. And the officials stop play after the made foul shot by Fairlawn, urging a couple players to...
It was a warning because one of them, the Fairlawn kid, took the ball and knocked it away. So he gave him a warning for...
Trojans without a basket, 2.5 minutes in, 5-1 Fairlawn. Near side, it goes to Butcher. Ethan, 25 feet out. Top of the circle, Zane Paul. Look for a teammate on the back cut. He wasn't there. Paul gave it up, got it back, shot the three, left wing, and popped it in. Good-looking shot for Zane Paul from way downtown. Botkins' first fielder, and it's a trifecta. Here's a tripping foul at midcourt as Hickman is spilled. Common personal against Botkins. Tell you what, Chuck, Zane Paul looks like he could be a double-digit scorer.
He's not a great big kid, but boy, he sure does have some touch.
Uh-huh.
I watched him warm up. He's got a range, too.
Very good-looking stroke. He showed it on his initial shot, bearing a triple. Here's the ball inbounded by Fairlawn, punched out of bounds by Botkins right in front of the Trojans' bench. 5:02 to go first quarter, 5-4 in favor of Fairlawn. Hickman will inbound it. Now the officials converse to make sure they've got the call correct, and they do.
They did. It was right. It's Fairlawn ball.
Hickman looking, being guarded by Euchre, flips it to Graves at midcourt, back to Hickman on the arc. On him, Spencer Euchre. Coming out to catch between the circles, Skyler Piper is in. Skyler and Ashton are twins. Good-looking young players for the Fairlawn Jets. Both teams with young talent coming along. Here's a baseline, Jaba Hickman, turnaround, rolling off, no good. Good rebound on the inside by Graves. Graves dribbles out of trouble for Fairlawn as the Jets control. 5-4 Fairlawn, 3.5 minutes gone. 25 feet away on the right, Skyler Piper to Hickman. Coming out to catch is teammate Steven Blandford. Ball given up 20 feet away to Graves. Now Drew Brodigan collects it, top of the circle. Good hard-nosed switching man-to-man by the Trojans. Brodigan, top of the circle. Bounce pass near wing, DJ Graves. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter. Hickman, head of the key, spin move, foul line. Wants to shoot, can't find space, then delivers it back on the arc to Blandford. Fairlawn working the ball very selectively against the Bodkins defense, which is quite sticky. Jets simply can't get a shot. They've eyed the hoop several times, but don't have the confidence to let one go. Here's Hickman off balance, awkward, baseline right, 15-footer, missed it off the flange. Rebound by Bodkins. Spencer Uecker takes it all the way, 90 feet, up and in. What a play by Uecker. Wow, he traveled the distance, Chuck, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was a heck of a shot in traffic.
Fairlawn Jets will inbound it. Ball rolled away from players after it went through the netting. And Bodkin sets up its press. It goes in backcourt from Hickman to Brodigan. 6'5", Bodkins, which is inched ahead, having scored the last five on a three-pointer by Paul and a bust out by Uecker. 3:15 to go first quarter. 25 feet away, it's Skyler Piper, near wing on the play to DJ Graves. On the hop into the top of the circle, Paul shoulders him. It's a foul. No, Elliot Gubo picked it up for Bodkins.
Third team foul already on the Trojans.
3:07 to go opening quarter. 6-5. Bodkins up one. Hickman inbounding. About 25 feet from the baseline side court to Graves. Coming out to get it. On the play is teammate Skyler Piper. Elbow on the left. Chucks up a 17-footer. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound down to Uecker of Bodkins. He dribbles between the legs over the center court, uppercase B for Bodkins. Outside the arc of the left to Butcher. Oh, a good dish down inside to Uecker. Below the rim, body foul by Fairlawn in the act of Euchre's shot. And he'll get two. Bodkins patiently, Chuck, working its motion offense.
Yeah, he got himself a little too far into the basket that time, but they bailed him out with that foul.
And look for Zane Paul and Spencer Uecker with support from Ethan Butcher to probably be the early season leading scorers for head coach Brett Meyer's team.
It looks like it for sure.
Uecker stands 6'5" tall. He's got those lengthy arms which hang down to the knees, shoots the free throw up and in and out. No good. Bodkins had a couple free throws in this game. Dead center, but go down into the netting and somehow shake out of the rim. That free throw was down in the cylinder and it snapped out. This one by Uecker rolling around and it won't go. Tough break on number two. Rebound down to Fairlawn. 1 of 4 at the strike for Bodkins here in the first 5.5 minutes. 2:30 remaining, opening quarter. 6-5 Trojans. Head of the key, DJ Graves for Fairlawn. Gave it up, got it back, throws to Hickman, foul line. Right wing, Skyler Piper, he arches up the three ball, got it. Skyler Piper from downtown for the Jets. He's coming off the bench and looked good, handling the ball and shooting it right there. 8-6 Fairlawn. Oh, here's a nice play, pass right corner, down inside to Uecker. He got free, was jarred a little bit, missed the 7-footer for Bodkins, and Fairlawn comes away with a rebound. Graves up the floor to Ashton Piper. Right side of the floor, Skyler. Cross court, Ashton. Stop and go move. Oop, he dragged the pivot foot. Travel violation on Piper of Fairlawn. Bodkins gets it back down 8-6.
It was a stop and go, but he goed before he stopped.
Yep, got to put it on the floor before you move both feet.
I think he was surprised how much of an open lane he had to the basket. Mm-hmm. And he got excited.
Yep. He had plenty of space to take it to the cup. And he moved too quickly. Butcher's got the ball now for Bodkins, 25 feet away. Minute 40 left in the first. Bodkins down two. Butcher starts to drive. Hands it off on the play to Paul in the corner. Paul dribbles back out on top. Paul being checked closely by Skyler Piper. Zane on the bounce, gets a screen from Butcher. Zane starts to go baseline, flips it back out to Butcher. Here's a long three-pointer gunned up on the play by Tyler Free. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Fairlawn. Jets four-court left. Hickman unguarded, thought about taking the shot, didn't. Drove, reverse layup. A lot of body from the defense. No good, rolled off. Rebound, Brottingham. And let's see, double dribble. He bounced it on the floor with both hands touching the leather. Hickman may have had a better longer range shot than he did closer
I'm
in.
I'm surprised, and I think they've probably been talking to him about getting it to the rim, but I think his better shot that time was the outside shot.
Minute to go, first quarter, Fairlawn up 2-8-6. Butcher 25 feet away, gives it to a teammate popping out. It's Josh Madden, foul against Fairlawn, holding away from the action. 8-6 our score in favor of Fairlawn. Fairlawn led 5-1. Botkins scored five in a row to go up 6-5. And Skyler Piper responded with a three for the Jets to give Fairlawn a two-point lead. Here's a herky-jerky move by Euchre in the lane. Out of control. Lost the ball. It hit the bottom of the net. Fell into the lap of Graves of Fairlawn. He hustles down the floor. Gives it up on top to Blanford. Outside the arc on the right, Skyler Piper. Foul line, Brottingham. Squares up, doesn't shoot. Then retreats, backs it out. 28 seconds to go in the first. Fairlawn may elect to play for one. Between the rings, it's Blanford. Near side, Graves. Skips it cross court to Skyler Piper. Outside the arc to Blanford again. Down to 15, 14. Jets still holding. We'll go for one now. Skyler Piper rotates it to Graves with six to go. Graves near side, good reach and steal by Paul. Ball looped out ahead to Butcher. Two, one to go. Driving layup, missed. It would have counted had it gone in. Butcher shot it too hard. Botkins Trojans wanting defensive basket interference, but no call, and that's a good no call because there was none. Fairlawn Jets 8, Botkins Trojans 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let the Jewelry Barn make your ideas come to life. Chuck, and we had instant replay, and we had it. Of course, we don't. But conceivably, that might have been a goaltend. A goaltend might have been the proper call there at the end of the first quarter against Fairlawn.
The ball was on the rim, and they slapped the backboard. That's supposed to be automatic, but you don't see it called very often.
Fairlawn Jets run their offense to start the second quarter, and a bounce pass from Hickman high-low for Drew Brottingham goes out of bounds. 8-6 our score, Fairlawn over Botkins by two. 30 seconds gone, period number two. Tristan Burns in the game now for Botkins. He's a 5'8 sophomore guard. Gives it up top of the circle to Josh Madden. Long lob down inside to a teammate. Euchre's caught in trouble. Gives it out into the left corner to Butcher. Butcher launches a three off the back rim. No good. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Quick chest pass. Out ahead for the Jets to Blanford. Ball rotated right corner. Ashton Piper, who bounces into the paint, stolen by Euchre of Botkins. Uecker into the forecourt. Picked up by Blandford. Uecker starts to drive right down the right side of the lane. All the way to the cup. Lays it on the rim. No, it won't go, but a reach in against the Jets. And Euchre's got two. Spencer Euchre, Chuck, has a very savvy way of getting to the basket. You can tell he's got basketball know-how.
Absolutely, and you can tell he wants to score, and you talk about who's going to be the go-to guy. So far, obviously, it's Euchre.
But Bodkins has missed four free throws so far in this game.
Yeah, he's 0 for 3.
That shot by Euchre was short. Here's number two. Dips the knees and makes it. All net on that one. 8-7, Fairlawn up a point. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Full court pressure by Bodkins. Trojans haven't produced a steal, but the Jets haven't gotten a run-out basket either. Hickman deep in the left corner. He's double-teamed, in trouble. Arches a pass back out near the center line. It's caught there by Graves. Deep right corner, given up on the play to Skyler Piper. Cross-court near side, Hickman starts to drive. Good defense applied by Bodkins, Tristan Burns. And Burns is on Hickman. Nose to nose. That's Burns' assignment right now. Ball skip one side of the floor to the other. Caught 20 feet away by Skyler Piper. Fed to the foul line to Ashton Piper. In on a 15-footer. Good-looking jumper. Nice ball movement by the Fairlawn Jets.
Now you're seeing some future right here for both these teams with the youngsters playing.
Yep, the Pipers have what, at least a field goal apiece for Fairlawn, right?
They got five of the 10 points.
5:53 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a long three ball straight away. Bodkins right on the money. Tyler Free. Boy, he chucked one in from downtown. Line driver was dead on the button. 10-10 tie now. 5:40 left in the second quarter. Hickman at midcourt. Hickman starts a drive. Elbow on the right. Into the lane. Back to the basket. Stops his dribble. Comes outside to Skyler Piper. Now to Blandford. Gives it up to Drew Brodigan, who hasn't touched it much. Hand off to Hickman. Collapsing on him, Tyler Free, who picked up the common foul. Chuck, this is one of those games where a 3-field goal advantage will seem huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams in a little challenged offensively, but they're young and it's early, so not surprising.
Ball lobbed by Hickman from underneath the rim to Drew Brodigan in the lane. No good on the 7-footer. Hit the back iron. Rebound Bodkins scurrying down the floor. Zane Paul, he's to midcourt. Whistle blows. And let's see what's been called. After the Fairlawn miss, Bodkins was off and running with a 4-on-3. And the officials have a confab at midcourt about something.
I think Matt Zerker said they had six guys out there.
Six in white or six in blue?
Six in white.
Well, one of those might have been Brett Meyer with a white with a white dress shirt on. The head coach of Bodkins was near the floor, of course, but I think there may have been.
Well, this is a time as an official that you're embarrassed if you have to call it because you're supposed to count the number of people out there.
But Bodkins, as you said, Chuck, may have had momentarily a sixth young man on the floor. He's quickly scampered off.
He sat down and put a towel over his head, but I don't think he can hide.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Peak, and Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. That's 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance. Tell the Barkers you heard about scoresbroadcast.com right here on the web. Or tell the folks at Barker Insurance you heard about them on scoresbroadcast.com. Easy for me to say.
Go in and buy some insurance.
Yes. That's putting it succinctly. Well, Hickman made the two technical free throws for Fairlawn. Yes, indeed. Watkins did have two men on the floor. A tech was assessed, and Hickman dropped in two foul shots. And then on the ensuing possession, Fairlawn has missed and then fouled over the back. So Bodkins has got the ball, down 2, 12-10. The technical didn't come back to haunt him too much.
Well, the official score is at fault here, the official's at fault, and the kid who checked into the game that didn't bother to tell the kid he was coming in for him is the one that would be running in my practice tomorrow.
And if this kind of thing would ever happen, it's going to be an opening night.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. 4.5 to go, second quarter, 12-10, Fairlawn. Bodkins with the ball on the arc. It's handled 20 feet away by Zane Paul. Now to Butcher, head of the key. Butcher hangs on, gives it to teammate Zane Paul. Thanks so much for the great hospitality here at Bodkins tonight, which is feeding us with hot dogs. And a fine perch here in row one of the mezzanine. Bodkins turned it over, and Fairlawn's got it back. Hickman down top of the circle, jets up by 2, 12-10, 4 minutes gone, second quarter. 30 feet away on the left, it's Blanford. Cross court to Skyler Piper. Blanford gives it up to Hickman. Hickman's doubled. Skip pass, Skyler Piper, right corner inside the three-point line. Hits it. Good-looking throw by Hickman. Cross court. And the Pipers are making shots for the Fairlawn Jets, who lead it 14-10 midway through the second. Timeout Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Fairlawn Jets have emerged as a four-point leader, 3:48 to go, second quarter. And the last few possessions, Chuck, the Jets have done a very nice job skipping the ball from one side of Bodkins' defense with long tosses over the Bodkins' D.
Right, Bodkins is really sagging in and overplaying ball side, so that skip pass is there, and they're doing a nice job with it.
Bodkins to midcourt, down 4. Fairlawn has led twice by 4 points, 5-1 and 14-10. Straight away, it's Zane Paul who's made a three in this game, tries another one, hits the front ring, short, no good. Scrappy rebound, DJ Graves of the Fairlawn Jets. Up the court, left side to Skyler Piper. Piper feeds to Drew Brodigham in the paint, turns, spins, tries to arch one up with the left hand, swatted free by Euchre. Oh, what a deflection by Spencer. He's given away inches to Brodigham, but he got the block. Quick throw down the floor inside to Spencer Euchre, twisting, turning. He's bodied and fouled from the backside in the act of shooting, and he gets 2. You can tell, Chuck, a lot of the offensive formations are swung in the favor of Spencer Euchre. And over the course of the season, he's going to get to the foul line a lot.
Yeah, and you can, watching his form is not bad at all. So I think he's going to be a good free throw shooter. It's early in the season. First game, little jitters out there.
He just swished this one, 14-11, Fairlawn up 3. Second shot, Spencer.
I like the way he's still. He doesn't have a whole lot of movement.
Oh, my God. That one rolled around the rim 4 times and came out, and Fairlawn can't gather the rebound. Hickman had it momentarily, fell on his keister, and the ball rolled away. Bodkins will inbound below the rim.
He's 2 for 6 from the free throw line, but 2 of the misses have been as far down in the rim as you can get and not stay in.
Exactly. Well, you'd think you'd be allowed to collect at least a half a point for each one of those.
I don't have a way to mark that, so you can't do it.
3:08 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn up 3, 14-11. Tomorrow, we have a 1:30 tip-off, 1:15 webcast time. Jackson Center girls host the Rushi girls. And here is Bodkins inbounding below the rim. And guess what? It's Spencer Euchre again receiving the pass, and he struggles to get through the lane, and eventually he's tripped and spilled. And he's at the free throw line. 1-on-1 or two shots, Chuck? He's awarded a pair as he was going down on his shoulder to the floor. He managed to flick that ball toward the basket and earn two free throws. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi also offers ear piercing, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. We are certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let us make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 937-526-5557. 526-5557. On the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Well, Euchre back to the stripe, misses two more. Both of them hard off the back flange. Rebound down to Fairlawn, which is up three. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Drew Brodigam, head of the key, down inside to Hickman. Hickman goes to work. Bank shot up and in. Oh, on the post. He'll be tough to stop. Broad-shouldered, very strong. Bodkins now down five. Spencer Euchre, herky-jerky move in the lane. Ball tipped away by Fairlawn. It rolls to midcourt. Gathered up by the Jets. Steven Blanford, he was undercut, could have been fouled, no call, out of bounds to Butkins.
Should have been, because he took him out of the play with that slide.
Yeah.
Even if it was inadvertent, it caused the ball to go off of Fairlawn, and it should be Fairlawn's ball. It should have been a foul.
No question, Trojans get a break, they'll take it. Down to five, just over two to play, second quarter. Euchre to midcourt, popping out is Butcher to set a screen. Euchre doesn't use it. Gives it up to Zane Paul, 30 feet away. Now Butcher, now to Paul. Paul tries to work free behind the arc. Can't. Now to Connor Smock, who's checked in. A 5-foot, 10-inch freshman. Here's Euchre, top of the key. Fading back. Misfiring on the three. It's short. Rebound to Brodigam of Fairlawn. Minute 47 to go in the second. Jets up 5, 16-11. Trying to extend the lead to 7 or 8 and make the biggest advantage of the night. Here's Hickman behind the arc. Skips it cross court to teammate Skyler Piper. Comes right back to Hickman. Between the rings, Blanford. Now to Hickman. Shoots it cross court to Skyler Piper. Bodkins in more of a zone defense right now, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3 right now.
Minute 16 to go in the second. Fairlawn clings to a 5-point lead. Here's Skyler Piper, Hickman, near side. Jets up five, content to work it down and maybe play for one against this zone. Minute to go, second period. At the top of the zone, it's Connor Smock for Bodkins. Ball looped across court to Hickman. Top of the circle, Blanford. Right side pass, Skyler Piper for Fairlawn. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Head coach Brett Meyer up for Bodkins, offering instructions. As Fairlawn attacks at the Bodkins bench end of the floor. Ball looped to Blanford, 25 feet away. Looks for a cutter. Ashton Piper can't find him. Here's a deflection by Butcher. Steal for Butcher. There he goes on the loose. Up and in on the dead run. What a defensive play and a finish at the other end by Ethan Butcher of Bodkins. 20 seconds to go in the half. 16-13, Fairlawn, offensive foul. Hickman extends the forearm at the center line. Hickman was being challenged. Who helped create that, Chuck, for Bodkins?
That was Smock, another freshman out there doing an outstanding job.
Very alert play. Solid D by Connor Smock. He anticipated Hickman would be leaning toward him. He stood his ground and accepted the charge. 17 seconds to go here in the first half. On the dribble, Zane Paul at midcourt. 3-point lead, Bodkins. Outside the arc on the left, it's Elliot Gubo. Down to 10 to play. Swings it to Butcher, head of the key. Butcher near side to Euchre on the move. 5 seconds left in the lane. He's guarded on the arc to Paul with one to go. Step back two-pointer. Rolling around. In! In! It counts. It counts. 18-and-a-half footer by Paul just inside the arc. Hit every inch of the rim. In fact, it was dancing around on the iron as it trickled through, and the buzzer went off at that split second. Good shot by Paul. Bodkins closes the first half on a good note. Jets still lead by one, 16-15 after two. We'll chat just briefly with Nate Lessing, former Fairlawn Jet standout, here at the halftime break. Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report is upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Bodkins. We are at the half. The Fairlawn Jets lead the Trojans by a point, 16-15, as we raise the curtain on high school basketball here for 2017-18 on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, low-scoring game, points at a premium. Big finish to the second quarter by Bodkins.
Yeah, Fairlawn had the ball, 16-11. Probably should have not tried to attack that zone, make them come out and play man.
Right.
They gave up the last 4 points and got it down to a 1 point at the halftime. Fairlawn has an 11-5 rebounding advantage, 2-1 on the offensive boards. Bodkins only turned the ball twice. Fairlawn turned the ball over six times. Bodkins 3-10 from the free throw line. Fairlawn 3-3 from the free throw line. The Jets led in scoring by Luke Hickman with 7. Skyler Piper, the freshman, with 5. Then they got 2 each from Drew Brodigan and Ashton Piper. They scored 8 in each quarter, 16 for the half. Bodkins on the other side, they were led by a freshman, Zane Paul, with 6. They got 4 from Spencer Euchre, 3 from, I can't read my own right, Tyler Free,
yep,
and 2 from Ethan Butcher. They scored 6 and 9. 16-15, the Jets lead by 1 at the half.
And Butcher and Zane Paul with big field goals last minute of the second quarter for Bodkins. Biggest lead in the game, 5, twice by Fairlawn.
Right. Now, I think it's going down to the wire. Yep. Neither team has a real advantage. Fairlawn got an advantage on the rebounding end, but I think Bodkins has a little advantage on the defensive end, so it kind of evens out.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Up next, a couple minutes of conversation with Nate Lessing, former Fairlawn Jet standout and Shelby County League Basketball Player of the Year 1 season ago. 16-15 Fairlawn at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, very privileged to have alongside him right now, Nate Lessing, former Fairlawn Jet standout, Shelby County League Player of the Year last season. Nate, you're up at the University of Northwestern in Lima playing hoops. What are you studying? Tell me.
I'm studying business administration with the focus in marketing.
We've got a 16-15 score here at the half. Bodkins and Fairlawn, Jets up one. Your former school from which you graduated last year. These two clubs graduated about 85% of their scoring one season ago, and only 31 points combined here in the first half. You would expect it to be low scoring, but you scored about 31 points a game every game all last year, didn't you?
Yeah, but I just thank my coaches and teammates for that. I couldn't do without them.
What was your biggest game, do you think, in your Fairlawn career, your biggest offensive game? What comes to mind right away? What contest?
Probably the Indian Lake game at Indian Lake. I had, I think, 40 that game.
40?
Yeah.
The basket looked so big, it was like you were throwing it right in the middle of Indian Lake. Right? Right?
Yeah. But I just thank my teammates for that. Just, they're giving me the opportunity, and I just, it was one of those nights.
Hey, in Hickman and in Drew Brodigam, the Piper twins, some other returning players, the Jets have got a nice nucleus. This could be a very formidable Fairlawn team by midseason. Just give head coach Justin Tidwell several games.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I like the Piper twins a lot. I think they can grow as the season gets on. And I like the leadership that Hickman and Brattigan can give to the twins.
Sure, sure.
So I like how they're playing so far. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, one final question. How did you get started playing the game of basketball? Did you come out of the womb with a basketball in your hands, shooting a jump shot or what?
I played a lot at the YMCA when I was kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
Around there?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a fun sport to play.
You got an early start shooting jumpers, and man, do you have some hops. You got spring in those legs. You're what, 6'2 and a half, 6'3?
6'2, yeah.
6'2, you play like you're 6'7. Wow. Always amazed at how quick off your feet you were. And that's an attribute a lot of basketball players can't say they have, you know?
Yeah.
So congratulations to you, and good luck in the future. And I think we'll probably see you on TV someday.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome. Nate Lessing, former Fairlawn Jet standout, Shelby County League Player of the Year last season in 2016-17, now playing at the University of Northwestern in Lima, Ohio. Our LaCal Equipment Student Spotlight segment is up next. Brought to you by LaCal and Jackson Center, longtime underwriting sponsor since our inception here on scoresbroadcast.com. We simply could not have gotten off the ground without the help of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, and thank you so much. We highlight cheerleaders tonight, one from each school for Bodkins. It's Danielle Schwartz, a senior, 4.0 GPA. She's the daughter of Tom and Janet Schwartz. Active in volleyball, choir, plays the flute in the band, FCCLA, FTA. She will study business at Ball State. In Fairlawn, we highlight Cassie Sayer, spelled S-A-Y-R-E. She's a 3.0 GPA student, daughter of Karen and Nathan. Active in yearbook, church mission trip. Works more than 20 hours a week part-time. She'll study psychology, sociology, and criminology at Capital. Her older sister, Samantha, graduated Fairlawn in 2014, and she is at the University of Findlay. Botkins cheerleader Danielle Schwartz, Fairlawn cheerleader Cassie Sayer, our Local Equipment Spotlight performers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, speaking to you from here at Botkins. We're situated in a perch, row one of the mezzanine. About 12 rows up above the scorer's table behind both benches, and we like where we are located. Great spot here at Botkins. Trojans established momentum late in the second quarter with a couple of two-pointers in the final minute. One by Ethan Butcher, one by Zane Paul. And Botkins is within one, 16-15 as we start the third period. Here's a quick long jumper, an outside bomb by Zane Paul. No good. It hits the back rim, clangs to Butcher. Off to Euchre, 12-footer, elbow right, short. Butcher rebound, good. And Botkins is up one. 17-16 Trojans. Six straight points by Botkins. Pressure by the Trojans in backcourt. And Fairlawn gets it down the left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Ashton Piper.
Well, the press has been effective for Botkins, but the problem is they're not scoring enough to put it on a lot.
Right. Ball thrown into the paint, back to the basket, working hard as Ashton Piper put it up strong, no good. Got his rebound back, left it short. Rebound tipped away. Here comes Botkins. Zane Paul down the right side of the floor. Quick look on the inside. Ball batted by Fairlawn. Loose into the Botkins bench. Who's possession? Jets ball. Good call by the referee. A minute gone. Third quarter. 17-16 Botkins, which has scored six in a row, overlapping the end of the second and the start of the third. Up cross center for Fairlawn. It's DJ Graves. And the ball's popped up in the air, stolen by Zane Paul. Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul of Botkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. 19-16, eight straight by Botkins. Here's Euchre blocking a shot baseline right. It was attempted by Ashton Piper. He missed it. It was blocked away, then came down off his shoulder out of bounds to Botkins. Chuck, what's Botkins doing differently now? Late second quarter, early third, scoring eight in a row, shutting Fairlawn out now for 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Well, this is going to sound like a smart aleck answer, but they're making baskets.
Yep.
They were not scoring. They were not shooting the ball well early.
Zane Paul dribbles down the right side, gives it up on top to Elliot Gubo. Hand off to Spencer Euchre. Left corner, Zane Paul sizes up a three. Wide, no good. Rebound is in. Right in front. Ball was collected by 6'1 Josh Madden. He laid it up and over the iron. And it's a 5-point lead, Botkins, which has tallied 10 in a row. Hickman foul line. Gives it up to Blanford. On the arc, then back into Drew Brodigan, and a foul. Butcher too aggressive from the backside.
They have done a nice job. Hickman has not got a look at a three, and that is his specialty.
And Brodigan's not getting much space with which to work on the inside either. The two big men for Fairlawn being handled nicely by Botkins. On the arc, it's Blanford. Blanford with the ball for the Jets. We haven't scored since about 3 minutes left in the second quarter until this drive by Hickman. He took it on his own, got the ball 25 feet away, and barreled down the lane and hit a runner. Kissed it in off the window to make it 21-18 in favor of Botkins. Posting up is Euchre low on the right, spinning, turning, rimmed it, no good, tough break. Rebound Drew Brodigan, outlet to Graves, on his lonesome to the rim, good. And we've got a shaken up Bodkins player. Zane Paul went down to midcourt. He's okay. 21-20 now in favor of Bodkins. As the Jets answer with four quick ones. Boy, Euchre had that last shot attempt. Chuck rolled around twice, come out. He's been shooting it in poor luck tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be a scorer. He's going to be a good scorer for them. He is shooting in hard luck tonight for sure.
At Fairlawn began a defensive formation as if it was going to press, but head coach Justin Tidwell backs it off. Zane Paul brings it down ahead of the key. Being guarded very closely, 25 feet away by Skylar Piper. Baseline right, Euchre dribbles off his foot. It's loose, top of the key. Gathered on the play by Zane Paul. Hickman bear hugs him. I think Hickman's charged with a foul.
That's the correct call.
4:52 to go in the third quarter. We've got a tight one. It'll be a photo finish. 21-20, Bodkins up by one. Each team has had five-point leads, nothing greater. Top of the circle, Zane Paul. Bodkins clears out for him. He drives, flips it up with the left hand on the go. Short, but a body foul against Fairlawn. And Zane Paul gets two. No, apparently it was called on the floor.
Yeah, it was called on the draw. That was the correct call.
En route to the basket, the chop occurred against the Jets. And Bodkins will throw it in baseline left.
That was the third foul on Hickman.
Hickman saddled with three, and he sits. Ball thrown top of the circle to Madden. Swings it to Butcher in the head of the key. Back to Madden. Shot fake. Bounce pass in the lane to Euchre. Left corner, Madden sizes up a triple and buries it. Long range jumper hit the bottom of the well. 6'1 junior Josh Madden on target for Bodkins, which is up by four, 24-20. Forecourt right, Ashton Piper. High dribble, baseline right, on the go. Makes it. Nearly traveled, was off balance, and got it to roll in after it hit the backboard. 24-22, tough angle on the shot also.
Tough shot right there.
Two-point lead, Bodkins. Ball thrown down underneath to Paul. He lost it, tracks it down, flips it back in, right to a Jets player. Fairlawn gets it on the Bodkins turnover. Long throw, left corner, Skylar Piper. Bodkins up two, 24-22. 3:52 left, third quarter. Foul line brought him. Looks down inside for Ashton Piper. Coming out to catch is Skylar to Blanford. Ashton in the lane, Brodigan. Turnaround, eight-footer, air ball short. Strong rebound, Skylar Piper. Foul over the back, Bodkins. 24-22 in favor of Bodkins. 3:38 to go here in the third quarter. Thank you so much. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Plus Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Here's Fairlawn working the ball down low on the left. It is gathered by Skylar Piper, tied up by Bodkins, which gets benefit of the arrow. No, a foul called against the Jets.
Yeah, he missed the shot. He came in over the back trying to get the rebound.
3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Bodkins clings to a two-point lead. Coming out to catch, high left for Bodkins is Tyler Free. Tyler, a freshman, 6'2", back on the floor. Enters the lane, stops, loops up an eight-footer right in front. Swish, he hits it. Tyler Free nails two for the Trojans, who are up by four again, 26-22. Skylar Piper at midcourt. Down the right side to Ashton Piper. Ashton on the dribble. To Graves. To Skylar. Skylar Piper hands it off on the play to Blanford. Coming out to catch, Ashton Piper. Long range, Graves almost shot it. Into the post to Ashton. Back to the basket. Hands off to Skylar, who missed the 10-footer. Rebound to the right. Yanked down by Paul. Out ahead to Tyler Free. Left corner shot fake by Madden. He starts a drive and a reach-in foul committed by Fairlawn. 26-22. Bodkins up four. Chuck, I've liked the looks of Josh Madden. He started, and he's starting to feel comfortable now out on the floor.
Getting ready to say the same thing. I like his aggressiveness going to the basket.
He is 6'1". He and Tyler Free at 6'2". The two tallest young men on the Botkins roster. Ball inbounded, left corner to Tyler Free. Into the lane to Euchre. He shakes loose, right down the pike, all the way to the basket for two. Euchre got free, 28-22. Botkins up six. That's the biggest lead of this game for either team. Here's Fairlawn trying to break pressure in backcourt, having difficulty. Timeout, Fairlawn. 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go. Third quarter, Trojans up six. On score is broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scores broadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. It's a good opening night of boys basketball here in the Shelby County League on scores broadcast.com. 6-point edge for Botkins. Fairlawn's been up twice by five. Trojans playing much better since late in that second quarter. And as you said, Chuck, Trojans starting to shoot much better than they did the first quarter and a half.
Right, and the Jets just brought Hickman back in. They don't want to lose touch here. He's got three fouls. He needs to be careful.
Right, he's got to play and play with three personals. He's got the ball deep in the right corner. Stops his dribble, gives it up to Skyler Piper. A minute 50 to go in the third. Fairlawn down six. On a weave to Blandford. Coming out to catch, Ashton Piper. Good-looking three-ball straight on. Swisharoo! A long one pumped in by Ashton Piper to cut the Botkins lead in half. Midcourt, Zane Paul for Botkins, which is up by three. Deep in the right corner, Madden dribbles toward the baseline. His cross-court pass hits the glass off the backboard into the Jets' hands. Fairlawn on the attack. Here's Ashton Piper down the floor. Crossover dribble. Gives it on the arc to Skyler Piper. Entered to Hickman in the lane. Shot fake. Squares up. Looks. 10-footer. Hit the back brace. Rebound comes out long to Elliott Gubo. Gubo for Botkins. Outlet to Paul. Deep right corner. Triple try by Botkins. Bullseye. Connor Smock unloaded a long one. He knocked it down. That's a big field goal for Botkins. Trojans back up the six. 31-25. Fairlawn, forecourt to the right, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Hickman hands it off to Graves between the rings. Boy, head coach Brett Meyer, Botkins has gotten some nice production off his bench in this game. Loose ball, far corner of the floor. Two white shirts, two blue shirts. It's a jump. Fairlawn will keep it. Boy, Tyler Free and Connor Smock and Tristan Burns. Burns especially on defense. Smock and Free have also helped the Trojans coming in as substitutes. Baseline left, Hickman inbounding for Fairlawn, which is down to six. Ball given up to Skyler Piper, top of the key. Hickman comes out to catch. Good defense being applied by Zane Paul and Botkins, forcing Hickman to give it up. Hand off to a teammate on the dead run. Ashton Piper across the lane. One too many steps.
He got to the lane well, but there was a defender there, and he took another half step to get around him.
He did not get stopped in time. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Big possession here for Botkins, which is up a half dozen. Here's Tristan Burns outside the arc to the three-point shooter. In and out, no good. Hit rim for Tyler Free. Rebound Fairlawn, 3 seconds left. Midcourt walking call against the Jets. 2.4 to go. Botkins will have it center line. Or a couple steps in backcourt beyond the center line. Trojans with a chance to get away a long three-pointer here. Inbounding is Connor Smock. Looks. Whips it ahead to Tristan Burns. Off balance. 21-foot shot. Short. No good. And the third quarter closes. Botkins up six. Productive third period for Botkins, which bumped in 14 points. 31-25 Botkins over Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Rookin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Rookin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Rookin's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Rookin's in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Rookin's-USA.com. That's Rookin's, Rookin's-USA.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System and high school sports radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
That's where Jeff Ray's listening to us.
Yep. Jeff's got us tuned in loudly, clearly on his car speakers down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I think that's where he said he was listening from.
He's in Charleston.
Charleston.
So he's traveling. That's why he's listening in the car.
Well, he's further south. He's about 5 degrees warmer than Myrtle. Here's Botkins. Baseline drive all the way to the cup. Missed on the play, but a foul. Good initial offensive set run by Botkins starting out the fourth quarter. It was Tristan Burns who barged in from the right corner. He was contacted on the wrist. He's got two free throws coming. Botkins up six, 31-25, 7:35 to go in the game. Free throw by Burns is too hard. These two teams, Chuck, have not shot fouls.
Well, Fairlawn's 3 for 3. They just haven't shot any.
You're right.
That's 3 for 11 for the Trojans.
I stand corrected. It's Botkins, which has shot all the misses here tonight. 1 of 2 there for Burns. And it's 32-25. Botkins up 7. That is the biggest lead of this game, 7 points. And Botkins' pressure against Fairlawn is causing trouble. Stolen by Butcher. Butcher powers to the rim. No good, too hard. Rebound volleyballed around, and it's taken down by Skylar Piper of Fairlawn. Outlet to Blanford, to Hickman. He bobbles in the corner, gets it back. Harassing defense from Botkins right now. Hickman baseline left. He's being challenged. Gets rid of it to Graves. 55 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Botkins up 7, 32-25. Botkins once trailed 16-11 late in the second quarter. Here is a blocking foul against the Trojans in the half court.
That's a trademark of a Brett Byers team playing sticky, sticky man-to-man defense, and they're doing a real good job. They've only got 3 team fouls, and they're doing a great job defensively playing man-to-man.
You know what, Chuck? If Botkins is shooting free throws fairly well, give me 67%, 2 out of 3. Botkins has got a double-digit lead at
Absolutely.
This point. Yeah. Missed free throws on the part of Botkins, keeping the Jets in the game right now. 6:50 to go in the fourth. Fairlawn having difficulty against the very tight Botkins defense, but Hickman goes to work on the block and banks in a fadeaway.
And if Fairlawn's going to win this game, Hickman has got to take this thing over.
Big field goal by Hickman, trimming the Botkins lead down to 5. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Forecourt left, it's Butcher. Butcher's got it for Botkins. On top to Josh Madden. Weave to Butcher. Down the lane. Scoop shot to the ring. Off the back iron. No good. Fine move. Butcher couldn't get the bounce, though. Here's Graves. Quickly down the floor for Fairlawn. On the arc to Hickman. Jets down 5. 6:12 to go in the fourth. On a weave to Graves. Picked up by Paul. Screen Hickman. Graves jockeys his way into the right corner. Straight on top. Here's a three-pointer. Skylar Piper. It's good. Skylar Piper swished the netting. Great ball movement. Good screen. Fairlawn within 2. Timeout Trojans. 6:02 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Streaming street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982. And the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Botkins. This game's going right down to the wire. No doubt about it. 32-30, Botkins up two. Fairlawn Jets have all of a sudden gotten hot. To match a warm streak turned into Botkins, and we've got a two-point game again. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins with the ball straight away. It's handled by Spencer Euchre. Euchre to Butcher. Butcher swarmed by three blue jerseys. Got the ball out to a teammate. It is Madden on the arc. Feeds a cutter in the lane. Euchre. Euchre shovels low in the right to Butcher. Hacking foul called against Fairlawn.
Well, the Piper Twins have 15 of the 30 points that Fairlawn has scored tonight. A couple of freshmen.
That bodes well for head coach Tidwell and the Jets.
Absolutely, because, I mean, they've really not gotten much out of Drew Brodigan tonight. And,
nope.
And they're going to really have to try to figure out a way to get him the ball.
No question about that. Credit to Botkins D in shutting down Brodigan. Ball inbounded below the rim, low on the left to Butcher. Fadeaway, eight-footer, rolling around. No good, it came out. Tough break. Rebound Jets. Quickly, Brodigan into the forecourt. Right wing, it goes to Ashton Piper. Between circles, DJ Graves. 5:20 left in the fourth. 32-30, Botkins up two. Graves handles, left corner Ashton Piper down low on the left to Hickman. Hickman in a lot of traffic, ball shaken loose off the backboard, volleyballed around, picked up by Brodigan, shoots and scores, and he fouled. That was all muscle. Drew Brodigan going to work. He's a beast in there. When he gets it that low within 5 feet, he is almost impossible to stop. Count it, and a foul on Botkins. And the Jets have tied this game up, shooting a free throw for the lead.
I've been very impressed with DJ Graves playing the point guard for Fairlawn tonight. He's not scoring a lot. They don't need him to score. They need to handle the basketball, and he's doing a really nice job.
He's not flashy. He just distributes it well. Free throw, Brodigan. It is off the back iron, up in the air, and down through. Scoreboard check reads 32-31. There it is. 33-32. Fairlawn up one. 4:58 to go. Botkins behind by a point. Butcher top of the circle. On a weave it goes to Spencer Euchre. Baseline left. Madden all the way to the rack. Got it. No. Tyler Free on the two-pointer. And a depth drive by him. Boy, he saw a seam develop. And Tyler Free bolted to the basket. Hickman retaliates. Three-pointer on the way. Short, no good. Drew Brodigan over the back on the rebound.
Well, that was the first good, that was the first three attempt by Hickman. He had a real good look at it, just kind of rolled off the rim on him.
Well, Fairlawn sneaked ahead by a point at 33-32. Then Tyler Free rallied Botkins to a one-point lead with a quick field goal. And then a foul on Fairlawn on a Jets miss. And Butcher's at the stripe. 1-1 for Botkins, which has shot free throws very poorly tonight. Butcher swish on that one. 35-33. Botkins up two again. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Butcher. Boy, Chuck, if all the games we cover this year in the Shelby County League and among Minster, Lehman, Sydney High, and Versailles are this close, we're not going to have a voice left but Christmas. Second free throw rolled around three times and came out. Botkin somehow got the long rebound and called timeout. 35-33 Trojans, 4:31 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And thank you tonight to these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Here's Botkins quickly inbounding. Hasty shot to Zane Paul, left corner, way short. Botkins saves the rebound off a Jets player. He goes out of play. Botkins retains the basketball. That might have been Connor Smock, who flicked it in off a blue jersey. Beautifully done by Smock. He's made some very good floor plays so far in this game. Botkins with the ball up to 35-33. Spencer Euchre 25 feet away. 17 fouls in Fairlawn. Botkins is in the bonus. Right wing, it goes to Smock. Outside the arc, elbow left now, Tyler Free. Here's Zane Paul on the dribble. Between the rings, Smock. Now to Butcher. Butcher weaves to teammate Tyler Free. 30 feet out of Zane Paul. 3:50 left. Now to Butcher. Butcher hangs on. Trojans hoping Fairlawn will foul. And Botkins will get the bonus. Botkins playing keep away right now. Up by two. 3:30 left in the game. Top of the circle. Spencer Euchre is jostled a little bit. He'll get the 1-1. Although he has shot free throws miserably tonight. Spencer, a much better shooter than that. He'll probably be up around 65% or more throughout the season. Opening night's tough. Everybody experiences jitters. Spencer at the line now, 1-1, and he calmly drops it in. Didn't get off to a good start, but that one tickled the twine. Nothing but netting. 36-33 Botkins. Second shot, Spencer Euchre, 6-foot junior, all net once more. He's feeling it. And Botkins is up four, 37-33. Hickman in backcourt to a teammate who's knocked down, no call. Botkins got a break there. Ball fed up the floor to Skyler Piper. 3:20 to go. Fairlawn needs a good trip down the floor here. Here's Graves on the arc. Oh, he's got an open alley. Down the lane to the rim. Makes it on the run. Whistle blows. Let's see where the foul's called. In the act of shooting or on the bounce before the shot. It's called good. What a play by DJ Graves. He's at the line with Botkins up two, 37-35. Graves attempting the three-point play the old-fashioned way. He shoots the free throw and connects. 3:16 to go in the game. Botkins lead trimmed to one, 37-36. Here's Zane Paul, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch Spencer Euchre. Oh, he dribbles behind the back and lost it. Brodigan takes it away. We've got a pile-up football-like in the top of the circle. And I think Botkins might have been too aggressive and climbed the back of the Fairlawn player who was hugging the football on the floor.
The official. One had a, I think Paul Armstrong under the basket called a, it saw the timeout called by Fairlawn. But it should have been a travel. That was what I was getting ready to say. He rolled over with the basketball, and that is an automatic travel. That was the correct call.
And Chuck, it looked like to me there could maybe have been a foul called in that melee as well.
I think the foul was after the rollover.
Okay. And as you say, Fairlawn was trying to signal for a timeout. Jets didn't get it. Big break for Bodkins, which salvages the possession after the misplay by Euchre. 37-36, Bodkins up one. 3:01 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Paul. Ball lob, baseline left to Euchre. Feeds it top of the circle to Zane Paul. It goes through his legs into backcourt. It's a violation. And the Jets get the ball down by one.
Well, Fairlawn came out in a different defense that time. They came out and they were going to double and trap every place on the floor, and Bodkins was not prepared for it.
Nope, Jets jumped him. And that hot pressure defense by Fairlawn triggered the mistake by Bodkins. And here come the Jets, forecourt to her right. 2:48 to go in the game. 1-point lead, Bodkins. Graves gets a high screen from Brodigan. DJ Graves on the dribble, right then left. Spin move, looks for Brodigan inside, can't get it to him. Now being hounded deep in the right corner is Ashton Piper. It threw it away. Steal by Paul. Paul down the floor. A shot blocked out of bounds. Heck of a maneuver by Blandford from behind. He crammed him to save a deuce.
Did a nice job of using his left hand to block that because his right hand would have created a foul.
Boy, the defensive tenacity displayed by both teams is awesome for opening night. 2:31 to go in the game. Bodkin still up one with the ball below the rim. Lobbed in out high to Tyler Free. He's got room down the right side of the lane. Shot it too hard. Rebound Hickman. He is wrestling for the ball with a Bodkin's player who fouls him.
Still out of bounds. That's only six.
It's called on Madden, and you're right, Chuck. Just number six on the Trojans, so Fairlawn doesn't shoot. Down to 2:25 to go in this game. It's a thriller.
Now, when you start talking about all the freshmen out there in a one-point game in the fourth quarter, that basket starts to look a little bit smaller.
Yep, sure does. Fairlawn clearly more experience on the court. I tell you what, both teams have got some talent. Each team very scrappy.
Now, this has been fun.
Shooting will improve. And I tell you what, Fairlawn and Bodkins will be tough customers, especially in their gyms throughout the Shelby County League this year. Fairlawn quickly works the ball up into the forecourt and gets a timeout in front of head coach Justin Tidwell. Bodkins up one, 2:15 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, Chuck, with Bodkins up one and Fairlawn having the ball, the Jets have got to rely on three seniors to get the job done here down the stretch. DJ Graves, Luke Hickman, Drew Brodigan on the floor for this final stretch drive. Fairlawn behind by one. Ball entered in the lane to Hickman. He shot fake, then goes up strong, foul against Bodkins. And Hickman's at the stripe for two. The ball was reversed to the far side of the floor, entered to Hickman. That was the design play from the bench. And Hickman drew the foul. He's got two big ones. Free throw Hickman, high arch. He buries it. We are tied at 37 with 2:05 to go in the fourth. Hickman, a senior, was the man called on that possession for Fairlawn. His second free throw, too hard, in and out, rebound. Drew Brodigan, though, in the lane, misfires from 7 feet. Rebound below the rim by Fairlawn, and a Jet stepped out of bounds or fouled. Let's see what's been called. It will be Bodkin's possession, and if it is indeed a foul, Trojans will shoot at the other end. Yep.
They called that on Hickman, and I think that was a correct call. He kind of shoved his way through to get to that second rebound.
Hickman's second free throw had just a little too much oomph on it. It hit the back rim on its way down through, ricocheted off the front, popped in the air. Drew Brodigam nearly got the rebound to go. Hickman then fouled. 1-1, Bodkins. It is good! Wow, the free throw, but Zane Paul hit the back rim, went way up in the air, came down and dropped in dead center.
Looked just like a free throw, didn't it?
38-37, Bodkins up one. The team straight free throws. That one by Paul, a little crooked, off to the right, no good. Rebound by Drew Brodigan. Minute 50 to go. Fairlawn down a point, 38-37, as the two teams go 1-for-2 from the line each. Here's Graves dribbling hard. Between the legs, 30 feet out. Gives it up to Ashton Piper. Baseline left, Hickman, shot fake. Good block on the play by Bucher. Loose ball, Bodkins has got it. Fairlawn player shaken up momentarily. It's Hickman up the floor to Madden. Baseline right, offensive foul on Bodkins. Good call by the referee. A minute 30 to go in the fourth. Fairlawn possession, down one. Each team with chances, but the defenses are stingy. That shot went in on the play by Bodkins. Miraculously, it went down.
Yeah, that was Tyler Free. Got a little too deep that time.
I said Madden 32. It was Free 22. He made it. Spectacular shot, but boy, he took out the Fairlawn player en route to the basket. Minute 25 to go, fourth quarter. Jets down one with the ball. Graves at midcourt, picked up tightly, 30 feet away by Smock. High post Hickman, back to the basket. Hits a player down the lane, Graves, hand off to Piper, layup is good. Ashton Piper got the assist from the senior Graves. Very nicely worked play by Fairlawn as the Jets calmly get the field goal and go up one with 61 seconds to go. Timeout Bodkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, the Fairlawn Jets had a short-lived lead at 33-32 early on here in this fourth quarter. Fairlawn is back up one now at 39-38. Otherwise, Bodkins has been in front except for the two brief one-point leads by Fairlawn. Bodkins has had the edge most all of this second half. Now Bodkins has got to come from behind, down a point, with 54 seconds to go in the game. Zane Paul, top of the circle, throws it right corner to Tyler Free. Into the post to Euchre. Herky-jerky move, doesn't shoot. Back to Free, baseline right. On the arc, Euchre. Baseline around the man. Good dish inside to Butcher for two. What a play by Euchre. Spencer Euchre attracted two defenders, gave it up to Butcher, who powered to the rim right in front and knocked it down off the window. Great pass by Euchre at one end and Graves here at the other end on Fairlawn's last play. Jets get a timeout, down one, 22.3 to go here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, and we have got a close encounter, 40-39. Botkins up one over Fairlawn, 22.3 to go. Jets have possession. Chuck, in handicapping this game off air before tip-off tonight, we thought, well, it should be very even. The young players of both clubs would play very hard. We thought maybe Fairlawn seniors might give the Jets an edge. And it may come down to the Fairlawn seniors right now. Big possession, Jets down a point.
Well, I think you need to look for Hickman, and you need to look for Graves maybe getting the ball to the rim.
Here's Graves with the ball, 19 seconds left. Inside pass to Hickman. Hickman's bodied from behind, shaken loose by Botkins. But the Trojans were too aggressive and were rightfully called for a foul. And Hickman's at the stripe. 1-1 bonus, 9 team fouls each team. Botkins, 2 timeouts left, none remaining for the Jets. 15.6 to go.
Hickman's 4-for-5 from the free throw line tonight.
Last trip there, 1-of-2 for Hickman. And he has yet to get the ball from the referee, Mr. Armstrong, who bounces it to him. 1-and-1 Hickman, shots on the way. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, free, foul, Jets. I said free. That was Connor Smock, who made a tremendous rebound.
Woo. He's going to go and get 2 up here now. They're in the double bonus.
Double bonus, Connor Smock, a chance to give Botkins a precious 3-point cushion with 14.4 to go. Connor Smock used his body, screen players out, and made a fine board on the Hickman free throw, which danced around the rim and came off. Smock toes the line. The freshman eyes the goal and misses off the back iron. This one's big right here. He needs to give Botkins the 2-point edge. That way the Jets can't win it with a deuce, which they would be able to do if he misfires on the second shot. It's in the air. He's got it. 2-point lead, Botkins, 41-39. 14 seconds to go in the game. Pressure by Botkins in backcourt. Here's Graves, timeline. Fumbled and got it back. 7 to play. Graves, 30 feet out. Drives in traffic. A runner. No good. Loose ball, rebound, foul on the Jets. I tell you what, Chuck. Botkins defensively covered up Brodigan, covered up Hickman. Graves had to keep the basketball.
And he was looking for somebody to go to, and unfortunately, once he got in there and didn't find it,
yep,
he had to throw up kind of a wild shot.
2.7 to go. Butcher at the stripe. Double bonus for Botkins. He eyes the hoop, and he's got it, and Botkins is up 3. A make here, and that would seal it for the Trojans. But free throws down the stretch have been crucial.
They've shot them well in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Botkins has. Trojans have improved on their free throw shooting throughout the course of the game. And Fairlawn missed big ones late. Second shot, Butcher is on target. 4-point game. Graves midcourt. Long 3-pointer. Piper, no good. Botkins wins the opener. And Chuck, on opening night, we travel to Botkins, and the Trojans respond, and the home crowd is joyful. 43-39, Botkins pulls it out in the fourth quarter. Botkins made the plays, and the Jets were counting on some seniors to get it done, and Fairlawn could not convert in the stretch drive. What a win for Botkins. Very young team, as Chuck noted in our pregame here tonight. The Trojans varsity and junior varsity rosters have got about 10 ninth graders on the varsity roster. There are 2 freshmen and only 1 senior, and that's Ethan Butcher. Fine performances by young players on both sides. How about the twins for Fairlawn? The Pipers were excellent. Skylar Piper and Ashton Piper had very good games. Unfortunately, the Fairlawn Jets just simply could not get the ball inside to Drew Brodigam. Credit Botkin's defense. That, in the end, was the major difference in this game, plus Botkin's free throw shooting down the stretch. 43-39, Botkin's wins the varsity tilt after also taking the junior varsity game. And don't forget, tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got girls action for you as we raise the curtain on girls high school basketball here on Scores Broadcast with Rushi at Jackson Center. Tip-off 1:30, online at 1:10 tomorrow from Jackson Center. And then on Tuesday, it's the annual Fort Loramie Minster Girls Clash at Minster, 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time on Tuesday. Chuck, let's wrap it up. Fine game for opening night. We thought it would be close, and it went right down to the last couple seconds.
Absolutely. It was a terrific game. 43-39 is a final. We thought it was going to be kind of low scoring, and it is.
Uh-huh.
But if you take a look at this, Botkin's had nobody in double figures, but they had four, five, six, seven young men score, led by Butcher with nine, and they got eight from Paul and eight from Euchre and seven from Tyler Free. Excellent balance there. You could not key on anybody.
And you know what? That may be the template all year long for head coach Brett Meyer and the Botkin's team. The young players will spread the scoring all around. Probably seven or eight will be in the scorebook every night. And you're right, eight, nine, 10 points a game for the leading scorer this year. That may be the high watermark.
And they were eight of 12 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
When it counted. On the other side, Luke Hickman had 12. They got nine from Ashton Piper and eight from Skylar Piper. Out-rebounded. Botkin's out-rebounded Fairlawn by one. Botkin's only turned the ball over five times. All those freshmen handling the basketball,
wow.
They only turned it five times. Fairlawn turned it 13. And if we're looking for Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Spencer Euchre on the Botkin side. And we're going to go with the Piper twins on the other side, Skylar and Ashton.
Good call. Those are
the Clancy's players of the game.
Good calls. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, you recited a number of stats there at the close of the game a moment ago before the Clancy's break, and the one that sticks out, five turnovers by Botkin's young players opening night here at Botkin's against Fairlawn, and the Jets played hard-nosed defense. Botkin's pressed in the backcourt the entire night. You would have thought Botkin's might have become a little weary before the evening was over, perhaps turned it over under pressure down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Botkin's did not. Five floor errors all evening long by Botkin's. That, to me, is just an amazing stat.
Well, it is. When you look at the fact that three freshmen handled the bulk of the perimeter for the Trojans tonight. So, yeah, that is impressive. And I mean, Fairlawn, 13 turnovers for an opening night, not a horrible job, but Botkin's handled the basketball very well and shot free throws in the fourth quarter. Both these teams are going to win some basketball games this year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, especially on their floor. The Jets will give everybody in the county a real tussle at Fairlawn, especially on a night when Hickman and Brodigam score 12, 13 points apiece and DJ Graves contributes on the arc, because these two Piper twins, wow.
They can shoot it. That's a fact. I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. And Botkin's has several who can match the Piper twins in outside shooting. Botkin's is extremely young. I thought there were some superb superb floor plays made late in the game by Connor Smock in off the bench for the Bodkin Trojans.
Yeah, he was impressive, and he was 2-for-4 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. And Ethan Butcher, the only senior out there for Bodkin, stood up and hit 2 big free throws there at the end to put the game away. I've got couple of scores here for you. I got Jackson Center beat Lehman 48-39,
right,
and Rushi beat Houston 66-31.
Bodkin's Trojans will be tough here at Bodkin's all year long. Count on that. Bodkin's is right back here tomorrow, hosting Parkway. Fairlawn is home tomorrow against Bradford. The next Shelby County League clashes for these two teams are both with Fort Loramie. Next Friday night, Bodkin's is at Fort Loramie. 2 weeks from tonight, Fort Loramie's at Fairlawn in a game that we will probably cover on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck really enjoyed it. We hit the nail on the head before the game, thought it would be low scoring, thought both teams would play hard-nosed defense, expected some very good things from the young players. We were not disappointed. In fact, the game was even closer than we really thought it might be. It came right down to the last couple seconds.
Absolutely. And, you know, before the game, we talked about how we thought Anna, Fort Loramie, and Rushi were going to be the powers in the league. I think next year we could be singing a different tune about the teams that we just watched tonight.
In the next few years, future's good. Future's good for both Fairlawn and Bodkin's especially. 4-point win for Bodkin's tonight over Fairlawn here in the Shelby County League. Tomorrow we lift up the curtain on girls' action in SCL play with Rushi traveling to Jackson Center. Tip time at 1:30, on the web at 1:10. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Bodkin's. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let them make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which includes 8 expanding divisions. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night on opening night of boys high school basketball from here at Bodkin's, where the Trojans have defeated Fairlawn by a final score of 43-39.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.